This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Well, hello and welcome from CPAC. This is Peter Scoop Stanton. I am at CPAC. Unfortunately, I could not register my wireless equipment in time due to internet constraints because, of course, there's an accident on the Beltway. But I am talking to you from National Harbor at the Gaylord Convention Center, where I am today a credentialed member of the media at CPAC. How you doing, Walt?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How's yourself? You sounds like you got it going on over there at CPAC today.
Yep.
You got a press pass and everything, huh?
Yep. I'm freshly clean, put on some new pants. I put on a tie because I have to look the part here at CPAC. But anyways, once again, I am talking to you from CPAC way down from Radio Row. So hopefully, during commercials, I can, see somebody and, get somebody on the air. But let's do what we do always do first. First, we want to remember Sergeant Steve Hinkle of the Sullivan County, Tennessee Sheriff's Office. End of watch, February 26, 2019. The perp that shot him, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And then we also remember, police officer Nicholas Gallinger of the Chattanooga, Tennessee Police Department. End of watch, February 24th, 2019. He was killed by when some white trash lady hit him and kept on going. She is in custody, thankfully. You're pretty familiar with the death of Officer Gallinger. Why don't you fill us in from a local perspective?
Well, right here in Chattanooga, Officer Gallinger, he 38-year-old. He just got out of the police academy last month. He graduated the police academy January 2019. He moved to Chattanooga last summer to become a Chattanooga police officer and just graduated. His funeral is taking place. Well, by the time this airs, it will be Friday, yesterday. And it just goes to show you how important each and every law enforcement agent is. He was checking a manhole cover that was being blocked by debris because all the rain that we've had down here in Tennessee. And as he was clearing that, this lady, apparently drunk, drove right past this police car and right into him. And the lights were on in the car, the blue lights. And she hit him and he died of his injuries later on at the hospital. Very unfortunate. The funeral procession started yesterday out of Chattanooga, and the overpasses were lined with police officers from various agencies with the saluting his service. She's in jail, $300,000, and I guess they'll decide what they want to do with her and her drunk driving. He's in to watch. Yeah, it was February 24th, 38 years old, leaves a family with two small children. Unfortunate. Very unfortunate. People got to be careful out there. Move over when you see blue lights, for God's sake.
Right. It's important to note that more officers are killed in automobile crashes sitting behind the wheel of that Ford RMP and traffic stops, traffic situations, and killed by gunfire. But since Officer Gallinger was a victim of vehicular homicide, we also remember him. Also, we want to remember everybody that did die in line of duty, whether it be a heart attack, killed in an automobile crash, killed while processing an accident scene. You know, we want to remember everybody and be safe. And for God's sake, wear your vest. There's two vests, the ballistic vest and the little reflective vest. This is police on it or sheriff on it or don't hit. But anyways, moving right along, once again, I am at CPAC here at National Harbor. Hopefully I bump into a fan or the fan. Some of the people I've seen so far was Dr. Sebastian Gorka. People line up to take selfies with him. Our old buddy Andrew Wilkow from SiriusXM, who's been there for about 10 years and still has gone nowhere. Also, Mike Gallagher was a very nice man. He's a longtime radio host. He's been all over the market. And so pretty lots of pretty young ladies. So I think commercials, I'll try to grab somebody, try to get them on the air. But anyways, while our commander-in-chief was in Vietnam, talking to North Korea, his old attorney, Michael Cohen, was testifying before Congress again. Now, what's so special about Mr. Cohen?
If I had to put it, sum it all up into one word, nothing. this guy is, you know, is the bottom of the barrel. You know, he is a really a bottom feeder who has represented Mr. Trump in the past, has been in on conversations that should have remained good or bad, lawyer, client, confidentiality. However, Mr. Cohen has to testify as to his role and Mr. Trump's role in different various things, such as Stormy Daniels nonsense, the Russian collusion, among other things. Mr. Cohen is a known liar. He's lied under under oath, testifying. But yesterday he said that, yeah, I'm a liar, but I'm not lying now. So, you know, that's just typical perp rhetoric in a court of law. And, you know, his sentence is supposed to be lighter. He's trying to gain some friends. So he is not sentenced to 1,000,000 years in jail, which he shouldn't be. He goes from one extreme to the other. I could only stomach just a few minutes of it yesterday. It was so ridiculous what this guy was talking about. And each and every, it's like it's a reality show. Everything looks rehearsed to me. It's known that he talked with leftists and Democrats before his testimony, and I think he's there just talking a lot of nonsense to help himself, which I don't think is going to happen. He's going to go to jail. He's already destined for it. He's going to be disbarred, and I think he's bankrupt, isn't he? I think he's very bankrupt. I mean, if I had a billionaire client like Mr. Trump, just short of kissing his ass, I'd help this guy out as much as I could. But now this guy's broke. He's given up the farm for this nonsense. So, Mr. Cohen is a piece of garbage.
Right. Well, he is an attorney, but anyways, here's my takeaway from Counselor Cohen. First off, he's a liar. Obviously, he's going to jail because he lied to Congress. But he told Congress yesterday, he's like, "Well, I lied, but I'm not a liar. I did honest things, but I'm not dishonest." So, right. But one thing he did get right, of course, and we're coming to our first break. This is Scoop Stanton at CPAC. Hopefully you can find a guest on 75 Radio. We'll be right back, talk about Cohen and anything else I can find here at CPAC. All right, take it away, boys.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. Whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen, by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled MEJ.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large, that they have to spend a little bit less. Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
Okay, this is Scoop Stat, and I'm back at CPAC. If you hear the noise behind me, I'm still at Radio Row. I see Matt Schlapp, the guy who runs CPAC, standing by the Sirius XM table. Well, it's David Webb talking to a guest and a whole bunch of hangers-on. So far, so good. The fans of 7-5 Radio have not bum-rushed me yet because I'm going incognito. But anyways, back to Mr. Cohen. I know both of them. Back to Mr. Cohen. One thing you did get right was that when he said that the president said that name a country run by black leaders that's not an asshole. He actually said the Sierra word in Congress, on congressional record, on C-SPAN. He's got a potty mouth, but, you know, unlike him, we know both. So one of us knows how to control his dirty language. But he got that right when he said, he said that, the President Trump said, name a country run by a black leader is not an asshole, which, you know, I tend to believe him because he said this was in 2014 when Obama was in halfway through his second term as the President of the United States. Also, he was asked if by a Republican congressman, I believe it was Jim Jordan, who said that, aren't you just mad, upset that you did not get a White House job? And he said, no, that's not it. That's not it. You know, I'm just doing this to do this. On Twitter this morning, somewhat famous detective Bo Deedle, who retired from the NYPD, who was in the movie Goodfellas, said that he knows Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen was very upset that he did not get a job in the Trump White House, which I tend to believe him because think about it. You want to run the you want to be a counsel in the White House? You know, that looks pretty good on a resume. But he said no. So he's back talking on the Congress right now. So look for wall to wall coverage by MSNBC, CNN, all those other America Hate left wing television networks. Who surprisingly I don't see here at CPAC. So maybe they got denied media credentials. But what else you got in the wheelhouse today?
We have Jim Acosta, Sissy Acosta. He was a lot of the press corps in Vietnam was asked to leave the hotel because Kim Jong-un didn't want any press in the same hotel that he was staying. And Jim Acosta took offense to that on how Mr. Kim Jong-un is overstepping his bounds as a semi-world leader. But there you go. You know, even 12,000 miles away, Jim Acosta is a sissy. It's just ridiculous, these guys. And then we had, you know, what was funny, and I heard it was funny, watching what she's become on social media, AOC, Miss Us, Ocasio-Cortez, grilling Cohen over Trump's finances. I'm surprised she didn't bring up, you know, what Mr. Cohen thought about cow farts. And where that's going in 10 years, you know, and people are just, you know, taken aback by what's coming out of this woman's mouth. You know, it's like when Al Franken was questioning people, you know, from the bench there. You know, I just have to laugh in her face if she was questioning me. You know, it'd be like talking to, you know, a teenage girl from the Valley high on weed. You just can't help but laugh when she asks a question. You know, she's got a mouth like, you know, Mr. Ed. You know, you open up her mouth and her teeth chatter every time. But, you know, there's not much else going on. You know, you got the summit in Vietnam that Mr. Trump walked away from because Mr. Kim Jong-un is trying to throw his weight around a little bit. You know, you got this thing going on with Cohen. And these movie stars, they're all doing these TV shows after the Oscars, you know, why they didn't win, who's screwing who, you know, who hates who and things like that. And whose dress costs more, you know, that's real important stuff that they have on TV. So just awful, awful. So have you seen, have you seen now two or three fans from 75 Radio? Have they approached you yet?
No, not yet. But there's plenty of women here are easy on the eyes. But speaking about the Oscars, did you see Spike Lee act a fool?
I saw a little bit of his speech. I was going in and out. I was trying to just to see because I wanted to see who won Best Actor and Best Actress. But yeah, I saw that, and he was upset that his Klansman movie didn't win. You know, Oscar for Best Picture. I didn't see Klansman. I have a few celebrity friends that were in that movie, and you know, of course, you know, I'll back them up, and you know, they were disappointed that they didn't win. You know, however, again, Hollywood bigwigs are saying that Green Book was a safe choice to do an Oscar. Things coming out that. If it was Black Klansmen, there would have been some racial issues and stuff like that. So I don't know. If, you know, like I said, it's all fixed in Hollywood. And, I'm not a big fan of the Oscars. They pretty much pat each other on the back for making millions and millions of dollars and trashing the government. So I'm not a big Hollywood fan. I mean, I'm not going to stop watching movies, but or TV shows because these people are in them. But you know, what goes around comes around. And I believe that these Hollywood people just need to shut up. There wasn't too much political nonsense that was spewed out during their acceptance speeches like there was last year. But I think Hollywood does big shots. Well, you know, with that Harvey Weinstein guy, you know, being, you know, arrested for the pornography, for the pedophilia and stuff like that. So they kind of like played it down a little bit. I don't think they have a choice.
Right. Well, anyways, if you saw Spike Lee's costume, and I use the word costume, he looked like the biggest advocate for the LGBTQ and MTA ever. Because I call him the lavender communist because he's short. Mm-hmm. He had a little communist hat made out of lavender, and he had that purple. Yeah. I don't know if it's supposed to be a communist suit or a purple pimp suit, but he looked absolutely ridiculous and. You know, he did win an Oscar, even though he's a terrible filmmaker. Mm-hmm. Black Klansman was absolute fallacy because, for the simple fact, you know, they said David Duke was a Klansman. Well, he's not a Klansman, a Grand Wizard. He's running whatever local chapter of the Klan. And, but that's not the case. He's just a member in good standing. So that was a bunch of hooey. And, of course, Green Book would win because, of course, you know, here it is. It's a movie about some guy with some talent down in the Deep South. It gets the short end of the stick from the white man. Because if you think about it, every couple months they got a movie coming out about either a football team, somebody with some special talent from up north coming down to coming down to the south to do whatever, perform or act or do their, you know, do their work, and they get the, you know, the big bad white man with flying the Confederate flag is out to get him. But of course he succeeds. So of course Green Book won. You know, it was a black Oscars. I've given up the Oscars like 10, 15 years ago because you remember a movie called Passion of the Christ, which is probably the most moving movies ever made about the life, of course, the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that won actually no awards whatsoever. Then fast forward to 2015, I'm sorry. Because right around the time my son was born, American Sniper came out with Bradley Cooper, and directed by none other than Clint Eastwood. That movie made a ton of money, and we're coming to our first commercial break. I see Andrew Wilcox. Let me see if we can get him on the horn. All right, this is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio.
Daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
A second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends ahead of schedule, with no agreement reached between the two on ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
It's a process and it's moving along, but we just felt it wasn't appropriate to sign an agreement today.
The ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman Jim Jordan, says yesterday's hearing featuring Michael Cohen was not really about finding facts.
This is step one in the Democrats' crazy efforts to impeach the President of the United States.
Cohen, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, headed to prison for lying to Congress today behind closed doors with members of the House Intelligence Committee. Economic growth in the fourth quarter of 2018 comes in better than expected. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un have met once again in Hanoi, Vietnam, to talk about getting rid of Pyongyang's nuclear program. A journalist asked Kim whether he's confident of the prospects of an agreement. He said through an interpreter that it's too early to tell.
But I wouldn't say that I'm pessimistic.
President Trump said the speed of denuclearization is not that important to him.
I think very importantly, the relationship is, you know, just very strong.
The political operative at the center of the disputed North Carolina congressional election has been arrested. Leslie McCrae Dowless is facing charges related to his work in 2016 and 2018 elections. Among other things, he's accused of paying people to illegally collect absentee ballots at last fall's 9th congressional district election that was apparently won by a Republican. The North Carolina State Election Board has now ordered a new election. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Of course, I got connected on the phone, so I couldn't set up my equipment time.
There's an app
now that's like
making
sound almost broadcast
quality.
Yeah, I know.
We're back. And, I got the one and only Andrew Wilco on the phone right here. I'm on speakerphone here at Silk CPAC. Mr. Wilco and I, we talked to each other on his show, but this is the first time he's on 7-5 Radio. Andrew, how are we doing today?
Good. This is actually the biggest, just my own recollection, Media Row. It usually ends at this smoking platform, and then maybe you get a couple of bloggers, but it goes all the way to the end of the convention, and we're not even in an election year. I mean, next year should be the crazy year, but it's packed here on Media Row.
Why is it packed on Media Row? I mean, I got here a little too late. That's why I'm talking to you here on this phone. But why is it? Is it alternate media? Is it because I don't see anything from CNN or MSNBC here?
You know what, I think the accusations that this is now MAGA country and it has pushed out the sort of traditional blue blazer country club Republicans, I mean, you're seeing more MAGA hats this year than you did last year and 2 years ago. So, you know, there's obviously excitement. I mean, the president's going to speak this weekend. He's coming back from his summit in Vietnam. I just think that because Trump has kind of like remade the party, there's more excitement here.
Well, that's outstanding, because I know people like myself, independents, have always, you know, turned away from the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. But I can honestly say it was in June of 2015, myself and everybody on this network, and just by everybody listening, both of them, has supported Donald Trump. Why does he still appeal to the American people, the people who punch a clock for a living?
Because, you know, we have seen presidents. Both parties, you know, there's a reason why you say people walk away from the Republican Party. They make the lofty promises, and then they always, there's the old saying, there's campaigning and governing. Everything that he's at least said he wanted to do, not all of it, can't get it all done, there's a Congress, he's not a dictator, but if you can make an argument against the economy we have right now, against the people who were marginalized and left out of the last administration's plans, and even that were affected by the downturn in the Bush administration, if you can discount that intellectually and make a case, I'm all ears. Right now, this is the best time in my lifetime to be a worker. There's 7 million outstanding jobs. When they talk about job lock and health care, if you don't like the job you have, there is a lateral move you could likely make if you want to make it. If you didn't have a job 3 years ago, likely you do have a job, and wages are rising. So if you can make a coherent argument against that, I'd love to hear it.
Well, we've been talking about Ms. Ocasio-Cortez back in Queens talking about cow farts. I don't know. I haven't heard the president talk about cow farts. Have you?
No, and you know what's really, really kind of weird about this Green New Disaster is that they're saying it's going to create jobs more than the ones that are out there now, more than the wages that are rising organically. Wages should rise because of the markets, you know, not the government saying this is how much you have to pay someone. That's not how a business works. And I guess if you spent your entire life in the public sector living off of tax dollars, you don't really concern yourself with the mechanics of how tax dollars are generated.
Right. Well, maybe she's talking about government jobs. But anyways, one more question. How is it coming down on government railroad?
You know what? You just get on. We were actually joking last night on the way down that I would love to know what Amtrak would look like if it was exposed to the kind of competition the airlines face. That, you know, you have everything from Spirit to Fly Emirates. You know, you have these luxury airlines with sleeper beds and multimedia options for entertainment. And then you have the, you know, first class, no class kind of dynamic. So I would love to see, it's not awful. It's not my favorite way to travel, but I would love to see how much better it could be if it was facing competition.
Outstanding. Now, last night, did you stop for, pizza and wings, or did you have a nice dinner with the missus?
No, the missus didn't come. She changed her mind. Didn't know what she was going to do with our three kids for, you know, most of the day. So it was just beer and wings last night at the national pastime.
Okay, I figure so. But anyways, Mr. Wilcott, thank you for your time. Check us out on 7-5 Radio. Folks, that's one of our biggest guests ever, Andrew Wilcott from SiriusXM Radio.
All right.
Have a good day, sir. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Next question. Right. Did you get all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because the acoustics here is awful. Because I'm walking around at CPAC with a bag full of computer gear, my headphones. I'm all ready to go, but unfortunately, it was a bad time to get here. Thanks to VDOT, and two idiots decided to go play bumper cars on the Beltway. But anyways, yeah. Folks, you heard it from Andrew Wilkow. Liberty News Radio always had a somewhat stormy relationship or a love-hate relationship with Mr. Wilkow, but we thank him for his generosity. But anyways, I'm still walking around trying to look for some 7-5 fans. I just tweeted that I just made it to CPAC. But anyways, some of the things, some of the guests you can, they got going on today, Laura Ingram at 12:10 p.m., Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars. I met him last year, and the guy you see on the TV is the guy you meet in person when there's no cameras around. He's a hoot. But then today at 1:35, you have a conversation on criminal justice reform with Matt Schleff, the guy who runs this. CPAC and the ACU, American Conservative Union, and none other than Van Jones. Why Van Jones would want to be here is beyond me, but he's going to come here, I bet, to a big rounding set of boos. Also, at 4:45, the absolute hilarious and absolute on-point Diamond and Stealth. They're a YouTube sensation. They went to Congress, gave Congress the business because they've been shadow banned. What else is going on here? That's about it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow. But anyways, I'm still going to be looking around, trying to see some fans from 7-5 Radio. Radio Row is not...
You probably find 7-5 fans over at the bar where the liquor is.
Yeah. But here at the Gaylord National Harbor, the beer prices aren't as cheap as, say, like the McSorley's back in the day, or some of the gin mills I get thrown out of. For obnoxious behavior. But anyways, I'm still going to be looking around for some other people, some other fans, other people want to talk to me. I couldn't believe Andrew Wilkow actually spoke to me based on our our past conversations we've had and tweets we sent each other. But, you know, he's willing to come on, so good for him. So I'm still walking around here at the CPAC. The Epoch Times is here. In D.C., there's a free paper called the Epoch Times or Epoch Times. That's run by the Chinese government putting out propaganda. So the boys from NRA is here. They're sitting there doing nothing. But I see tons of MAGA hats. WMAL, the big talker here, they're on Radio Row. But unfortunately, once again, folks, my apologies, since it took me a while to get drop my son off at preschool and drive on the Beltway. WMAL is a funny radio station. It's owned by Cumulus Media, who also syndicates Michael Savage. However, in Washington, D.C., Cumulus Media does not play the Michael Savage show. They have this awful guy, Larry O'Connor, who is just an absolute doll. He's conservative light, but WMAL is here. Trying to think who else is here. I'm walking down Radio Row. Folks, this is the first. I'm actually walking down Radio Row as a credentialed member of the media. Usually I'm not. The John Frederick show is here. I forgot who he's from. And we got a whole bunch more people down Radio Row. Some Fox personality from The Blaze is here. Taking selfies. Let me get out of the way because it's getting noisy. But anyways, I refuse to take selfies for the simple fact that, A, especially with dudes, unless it's like one of the original members of the Doors or Led Zeppelin, and B, I'm just such a mess. I'm just a hot mess. But anyways, I'm having a blast down here. Can't wait to snooze some more, pass out some business cards. Oh, that's another thing. Well, I got to do business cards this week. I had 7-5 Radio business cards. I was sick and tired of writing 7-5 Radio on the back of the political cesspool business card, so I went and got my own business cards. And right now I'm blazing. Yep. And that symbol of yep. I'm going big time. I got from VistaPrint. And right now on Blaze TV, what's the guy? The guy from Fox, whose name I can't remember, has a gorgeous blonde on. I'll try to tweet a picture next commercial break. What else you got going on since I'm looking for something, looking to get in trouble here at CPAC?
Well, just, you know, the weather across the country has been absolutely crazy. You know, all the rain and stuff. Now, California is getting flooded out. You know, this past summer it was fires chasing people out of their homes. Now in the lower valley, it's the floods chasing people out of their homes. You know, it's just California, we just got to, like, kind of give it back to the Mexicans and build that border wall north and then west at the top of California and let them have it.
All right, man. We're coming up on our third break. We're coming to our final segment. So stick with us here on Liberty News Radio, 75 Radio.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no more.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. defendapatriot.com.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her, and she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is, like, really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour and hit into the road barriers. Her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it, and the other three boys were trapped in it, and the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. You know, I parked my car and I went inside, and they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed, and I lost it. The other people, because they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Okay, this is Scoop Stanton back at CPAC. The girl at Blaze TV I'm standing about 20 feet away from, is Kay Jones. I need to thank Andrew Wilkow for letting me know who the girl is. And I'm not going to take a selfie because, trust me, that'd be really creepy. Well, you would not believe. One thing I do not see here at CPAC is members of the transgender community. Now, I live in Washington, D.C., and they are all over the place. You know, you see somebody wearing a purse and a full-length dress and about 2-inch heels, or and then he's like, hey, how's it going, sailor? I was like, no, thank you, sir. But I don't see them here at CPAC, which is a good thing. I see lots of well-dressed people, people with Make America Great hat, people with cameras, people with phones. A good time is had by all. Plenty of members of the Prince George's County Police Department who have a whole bunch of nothing to do. But I'm having a great time over here. I finally got to put Andrew Wilco on my show, or our show, instead of me calling him, giving him the business. But anyways, yeah, well.
No, I'm just saying that it sounds like you're having a ball over there.
Yep.
It started when last night, this morning, and you are there. It's lunchtime. Do they serve lunch? Do they got places to eat?
Yeah,
that's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, they got places to eat here, but it's out of my budget. So over in McDonald's, they got two flatfish sandwiches for $5. So even though I don't like McDonald's, I'll probably go and stop over there. But anyways, well, one thing I forgot to mention about Michael Cohen's testimony is that I know there's a similarity between his testimony and a testimony of somebody we know at the back in the 1990s. Michael Cohen sounded a lot like Michael Dowd when he was testifying before. I think it was the Mono Commission.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
But here's the big difference between Mr. Dowd and Mr. Cohen. Mr. Dowd didn't give up any names. Mr.
Yeah.
Dowd, kept his mouth shut. As as much as on criminal activity, he didn't give up anybody. You didn't give up anybody. You went to jail for it because you refused to give up names. But Michael Cohen, he's just sitting there just telling, the president did this, the president did that, and, he's just a rat. Besides, whatever happened to attorney-client privilege? Stuff like that you're supposed to take to the grave. If you have some damning information that you fear for your safety, you give it to your attorney who keeps it locked away safely. And then if you are a victim of what Gary Burns saw as Arkansas suicide, then your attorney releases it. But not this guy, just sitting there, just spewing away, Trump did this, Trump did that. And, to the Democrats, he's credible, even though he's going to jail for lying to Congress. The Congress people think he's great. But I was surprised there's no cow fart questions from AOC. She's got methane for her brains.
Yeah,
but I'm sure Mr. Cohen, he's disbarred. He'll be he'll write a tall book to sell a couple copies. Like remember, was it last year that one staffer was on The Apprentice? She wrote a book that Trump's this and that thing, sold about 5 copies, and then went away to nothing. We don't even remember her name. That's how important she was. That's how truthful she was. But,
yeah, she had about 15 seconds of fame.
Yeah, 15 seconds.
That's right.
But anyways, you got anything else for this great day here at CPAC? I'm still trying to get somebody else to talk to me.
Getting back to Mr. Trump, since Mr. Trump has been in Vietnam on one of the satellite networks, they've been running the Trump Dynasty documentary. And I plan to watch it later on. It's been on all week. It's on, hour in and hour out. It's always on there talking about how his father made his money, and they're kind of comparing him to the Kennedy fortune. But I think the Trumps were a little bit smarter than the Kennedys. None of them are dying. None of them made a deal with the devil. And they have, uncountable amount of money. As far as political power goes, he's the president of the United States. Of course he's got political power, but he's not using it, like our past president, Obama-mammy did, as far as taking advantage of it. He's not sending North Korea messages. He's showing up and standing, 6'3" tall, 6'2" tall, over this little chubby little North Korean dude. And you know who the boss is when Mr. Trump is in the room. And I think people are intimidated by his way that he speaks to people. He shoots straight from the hip, and that's why the man is so likable. He's not volatile. He's not holding anything back, and he lets you know how he feels. So Mr. Trump and the Trump dynasty will continue, and he'll have a wonderful 6 more years in the White House. He will be elected, my prediction, he'll be elected in 2020, perhaps not by a landslide, but I think a lot of the people on the left are looking at the Democrats that are in Congress now, you know, like AOC and this Tlaib lady, and, you know, you can't continue this. This is something that Jimmy Carter tried to do back in the 70s, and he got blasted out of the water in the 1980 election by Ronald Reagan. I think it was 46 states to 4, and, it was a landslide election. And then his vice president tried to run against Reagan in 84, and I think it was 48 states to 2. So, you know, the Democrats, they get in charge. Granted, they get in charge, and then they just screw things up because they want to put things into their own in their own world. They want to make their own nation, and then the rest of the nation sees that. And for an election, our democracy, we vote them out of office. So, we have too many. You know, 18 years ago, 19 years ago. 9/11, nobody ever saw that we would have people wearing headgear in our Congress. And I think the rest of America, besides us, really think that's you know, incredibly stupid. This is the land of opportunity, but holy cow, what about the rest of our opportunities? I'm not going to stand there and just $93 trillion she wants for this Green Deal. It's going to cost each household about $500,000 in their lifetime. So we got to get rid of these people that just have absolutely no knowledge of our history and our country, whether they were born here or not.
So. Right, and you know what? They don't care about our history. You know, all they know is like, that white men used to own people of color, but now, you know, they don't care about that. That's all bad. But now, after Obama, it's like B.A., or BB, before Obama, now it's AB, after Obama. They want, you know, another Solyndra, you know, for all this money that we just don't have. Hopefully the next election cycle, Trump will, he's got his wall, hopefully, starting to go up in New Mexico. People don't realize that. But hopefully the next election cycle, he talks about our national debt, because the whole $20 trillion. I mean, we're not talking billion, we're talking trillion. $20 trillion, and we got no way to pay for it. I mean, Social Security has a file, literally file somewhere of IOUs from Congress and the sitting president saying, "Oh, we'll take money from the Social Security fund." Well, guess what? How are we going to pay it back? You know, and unless we cut services, which we need to do, tell these people that's coming across the borders, like, "Hey, we're not going to feed you, we're not going to close you, we're not going to educate you, we're not going to give you a way of life. Come in, step in line, you know, take a number like everybody else, like my family, your family, Sean Berger's family, everybody else's family. You know, take a number, mm-hmm. Become American. Don't just come here, you know, stop turning into America, the melting pot into a chamber pot." But they don't, you know, they don't see it that way. They still want to just keep doing what they they're doing. They need they want these people, because guess what? Like Andrew Wilco said, there's 7 million jobs that's open. They need to be filled. People are going back to work again. But so now that they don't have anybody voting because they're at work, they figure, hey, you know, vote for Trump. So they're going to go to the illegal alien and, you know, have them go to California or New Mexico or one of these sanctuary states and register to vote Democrat, of course, and vote 2, 3, 4 times. And also, hopefully, if there's a big plague where they have lots of people passing away, then guess what? You have a whole lot more Democrat voters in the cemeteries. But why is that? All the dead vote Democrat. But I need to find out my grandmother voted, because she's been dead since 1999. But anyways, I'm having a blast at CPAC. I'm trying to move over this hottie from Blaze Radio and TV. which I'm not a subscriber of. What's funny is that Blaze is no longer on Verizon Networks, which is a huge network. And we're coming to the end. This is a Scoops Band from CPAD. Always a good time. Check us out. I'll be posting some pictures on the internet. Have a good one, everybody.
All right. Yeah. We'll see you guys next week. We'll have a wonderful show set up for you. We'll have an update on CPAC from my friend there out there in the field. And enjoy your week, people.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.